This is Superfast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here with the business news. Here are my tips this week. Have a look at all the assumptions you've made in your business and just question if they're still relevant. But one thing that you can do that's great is to offer customers a choice between something and something instead of something and nothing. Sometimes in service consulting or when we put up products, we offer a price. What you might want to do is have a look and see, are you missing deals? Are you saying no to things that you could get? Maybe they can have this one or that one. Generally having two choices is better than having like 20 choices, but maybe you've only got one thing for sale right now and maybe it's time to just add the next package, the one above it, the one below it, the one for a slightly different market, the one that you didn't think you could actually offer before, but now you can because you have new team members or you have a better process or better system or the market shifted on you. Here's a great marketing tip you can use with your news follow-up. You know, we put out these weekly news videos. Well, imagine if you have a weekly news video or a monthly news video or a daily news email, whatever. The point is, when you lose a sale, you should be trying to add everyone who's come into contact with your business to your news updates. That way you'll be following them up, even if they didn't buy from you. Now here's the thing I learned from the luxury motor vehicle industry. When someone purchased a different model other than what I sold, which was upsetting at the time, I'd still follow them up and send them news clippings. But my competitor, who'd actually sold the vehicle, would not follow the customer up. I mean, you know what it's like. You buy something and then you never hear from the salesperson again. Well, unless they had a perfect experience, like a 100% perfect experience with that other vehicle purchase, they would more often than not come back and visit me when it was time for the next car. And that could even be as soon as a week or a month when perhaps their wife or their husband was after their vehicle. So put everyone that you can onto your newsletter ethically and with permission, because you never know when they're going to get into that buying window, and it's more than likely their competitors are not following them up. Well, I'm going to ask for some feedback here. I'd love it if you could post near this video. What is it that you like about these video news updates? I know that this particular news update goes out to several thousand people. It gets several hundred watches each week on YouTube. And I'd be interested to know what you're enjoying. What do you want to see more of? Post below this video. Another tip this week, what can you make a recurring element? Now, you might think you've got a one-time product or service, or it's a rare thing. It could be a slow sales cycle, like a house or a car. But the thing is, most things can have a recurring program. Even when I sold cars, I would actually say to the customer, I don't view this as the end of the sale. I view this as the start of a relationship where I'm going to be the person you come to look after all of your motoring needs. Now imagine that an office manager goes down to the local stationery supplier to buy a stapler. And then when they're in the store, they offer them a membership card that joins them to a newsletter. And then in the monthly news, they have 20% off filing cabinets. And they look across the desk to the old filing cabinets that are rusting away. And the boss says, hey, go and get some new filing cabinets. They're 20% off. And go and buy six of them. That's how you get that recurring sale. Get people onto a recurring program wherever possible, because it's more than likely that they will have a repeat need in the future, even if they came into your existence just for a one-time need. Indoctrinate them, help them find out what else you do, and stay in touch with them regularly. I hope you've enjoyed these tips this week. I'm James Schramko. This is superfastbusiness.com. If you're not already on the newsletter, be sure to join right near this video.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.